Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, Lum returned from the singing contest at Hot Springs and succeeded in thoroughly surprising everyone by displaying the first prize ribbon in the solo division. As we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric in the Jot'em Down store and library talking to Abner about Lum's achievement. Listen.
Well, ain't you saw that ribbon that he win, Cedric?
No, Mom, I ain't saw it.
Well, he's got a pin right on his vest, on the left side. That's cute that you never noticed it.
Well, I ain't saw Mr. Lum since he got back from Hot Springs. Maybe that's why I never noticed a ribbon.
Oh, well, that might be the reason, yeah.
Did he actually win that state singing contest or whatever it was?
Why, of course he did. That's how come he got the ribbon.
Sakes. How could he win something like that?
Well, I don't know, Cedric, but he sure done it. He must just have natural singing talents that we never knowed about before, I reckon.
I never knowed about them, I know that.
Of course, you could say that ideas are some of the credit for this big success that Lum's made out of himself, too, Cedric. See, I was the one that encouraged him to go to Hot Springs and sing in the contest.
Well, how did he do it anyway? Just stand up there all by himself and sing loud as he could?
Well, I don't know, Cedric.
Is that what they go by, who can sing the loudest?
No, I don't think so, Cedric.
He sort of sings by main strength, I know.
Yeah, well, they don't go by that altogether, I don't reckon. How pretty you sing and how you can warble a note and all that counts, too, I think.
Well, just exactly how did he win the contest?
I don't know, Cedric. I ain't been able to get Lum to tell me much about it so far. He just keeps saying that it weren't nothing. Acts like winning singing contests or something that he'd done every day.
I know Papa's been wondering how he done it. He said Mr. Lum must have, what was that word now? He said Mr. Lum must have bribed the judges.
Oh, no, now, Lum wouldn't do nothing like that. That's sort of illegal. Lum wouldn't do nothing illegal if his life depended on it, I know that.
Well, Papa said that's the only way he could figure it out.
Yeah, well, I think your Papa's just a little jealous is all, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I'll tell Papa that.
No, don't do that, Cedric. Just forget what I said. Quick as I find out some more stuff from Lum, I'll let you know and then you can tell that to your Papa.
Yes, Mom.
You know, I just thinking here this morning, Cedric. Allers before, when Lum done something great, why he's allers went around bragging on himself so much that I got sick and tired of even seeing him in the store. But now, when he won't tell me hardly nothing, why, he just got my curiosity up to where I can't hardly stand it.
Oh, what was that again now, Mr. Abner?
I say all... Oh, nothing. Just skip it, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, you better tell me what it is you said, though, so I'll know what it is I'm supposed to skip.
Well, it weren't nothing, Cedric. By the way, how come you ain't in school this morning?
Oh, we're having an extra long recess today because Mr. Lum's over there talking to the teacher, Miss Platt.
Oh, is he over there?
Yes, well, some kind of a school business, they said.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that school business. Oh, Mr. Edwards, you're such a hero to win the contest.
Mom.
Oh, it weren't nothing for a feller like me, Miss Emily. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, please sing something for him in your Miller baritone voice.
Oh, well, all right. She's a real sad tomato. She's a busted valentine.
Cedric, for the land's sakes, cut that out.
Well, you asked me to sing.
Well, I never meant you. I was just imitating Lum and Miss Emmeline.
Well, say, that sounded pretty good, though, didn't it? She's awful sad tomato.
Cedric, now hush that up.
Maybe I ought to enter that singing contest, too. Reckon when the next one's going to be.
I don't know, Cedric. But I hope it ain't going to be for a long time.
She's a sad, sad tomato.
Cedric, I wish you'd stop that. That just sounds terrible.
What's a sad tomato, Mr. Abner?
I don't know, Cedric. Don't know.
Must be something or they wouldn't bother to write a whole song about it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't keep up on such things as that. You better be getting back to school, too, Cedric. I got work to do around the store here.
Oh, they won't be done talking yet.
Well, just sit there and be quiet, then. See, I got to put up that order for Miss Palmer over
Reckon
here.
Reckon what a sad tomato is.
I put that up. I don't believe I have.
A tomato sometime. Say, Mr. Abner.
What is it? Two cans of corn.
Reckon me and Mr. Lum could team up together.
team up.
Yes, Mom. Him and me could be a singing trio and go to New York and be in a big show, maybe.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I'd love to see that show.
Yes, Mom, I would, too. Only I'd be singing in it, so I'd never get to see it, would I?
Uh-huh. Can of bacon soda, box of tapioca's here.
Hold on it anyways. That's just my luck.
And a cool-all.
Here I am in the first big show I was ever in, and now I won't even get to see it. Doggone the heck anyways.
Cedric, watch your language here.
Well, why am I so unlucky, Mr. Abner?
For the land's sake, Cedric, that's just plumb silly.
Well, why am I?
Well, in the first place, you ain't unlucky. And in the second place... Wait a minute. There comes old Lum up out there.
Oh, good.
I can get him to tell me some more about what
ribbon.
Happened in the contest now.
Yes, Mom, and I can discuss teaming up with him.
No, Cedric, don't mention that. You got to get back to school now. They'll have you standing in the corner the first thing you know. Get on over there.
Flying fishes play. Well, howdy, Abner. Hello there, Cedric.
Yeah, say along.
Pardon,
I want to ask you.
Say, I want you to listen to something.
Cedric, don't
she's
start
a
that.
Real sad tomato. She's a busted Valentine.
Oh, me.
For goodness sakes, what in the world is that?
Don't pay no attention to him, Lum. He's got the idea that he's a great singer like you are. Cedric, you got to get on back over to school there now.
Yeah, they've taken up books there again, Cedric. So you better hurry up over there or Miss Emmeline will have to mark you tardy.
Hey, better hurry, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Well, you think that idea over, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, I'll do it, Cedric.
So long. See you later.
So long.
Here's that boy. He can sure be a nuisance when he takes a notion to do it.
You know, what idea am I supposed to be thinking over?
Oh, he just got the idea that him and you ought to team up into a singing trio and join up with some show in New York or something like that.
In New York? For pity's sake.
He gets the worst one-eyed there, boy, I ever seen in my life.
Yeah. You know, Abner, there's the prettiest set of blue eyes I ever seen.
On Cedric? Well, his eyes are sort of brown and green.
I don't mean him. I mean Miss Emmeline.
Oh, her.
Yeah, grannies. There's a wonderful woman, Abner. A wonderful woman.
Yeah. Well, she's well thought of here in the community. I know that. The women folks seems to like her.
Grannies.
Was you singing for her this morning?
Singing for her?
Yeah. Cedric said you'd over at the schoolhouse, and I know how she loves that baritone's voice.
Yeah, but I wasn't doing no singing. We just discussing school business is all.
Oh. Well, say, Lum, about this singing stuff. Just tell me exactly about how that contest over at Hot Springs went. I'm just dying to know.
Well, ain't nothing to tell, Abner. I went there and sung and come home with the first prize ribbon. That's all they are to it.
Well, did you have to sing more than once? I mean, was some of the singers illuminated in the first round, like in a checker contest or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess he was. Yeah, some of them was illuminated, I believe.
Oh. Well, was that little 7-year-old boy in the contest?
Yeah, I believe he was in it.
Well?
There were so many singers there, I forget most of them now.
Well, was he a pretty good singer, that little young'un?
Yeah, for a little kid of a boy, he weren't bad at all.
No match for the grown-ups, so I don't reckon.
Oh, no, of course not. Couldn't hardly expect him to be, little as he was.
No.
Couldn't sing loud at all.
Oh, no, bless his heart. Well, what song did you sing, Lum, on the road to Mandalay?
Mandalay. Yeah, I sung that.
Well, every time you sung, did you sing that, or did you just sort of switch around to something else?
No, I stuck to that and pretty close.
Oh. Well, Lum, just be honest now. How did you manage to win first prize? Weren't the judges listening very good or something?
Why, of course it was. They had to. That was their job. Are you insinuating I cheated or something?
No. I ain't doing that, Mom. I just wondered. Did you get a lot of wavering and quivering in your voice or what?
Abner, I can't answer all them questions. All I know is that I sung and I just natural got wonderful talents for singing baritone. That's about the only art to it.
Oh.
I don't recollect exactly how I done it.
Must have been different.
Some fellers happen to be good at one thing, others good at something else. I just happen to be extra good at singing.
Just comes to you natural, huh?
Yeah.
Easy for you. Don't have to work hard at it.
That's right. Nothing to it for me.
Doggy, I wish I had talents like that. I would just love to be able to sing that way. Are you going to take this up steady and make a career out of it, Lum?
Oh, I don't know. Hadn't really thought much about it. I suppose I'll more than likely get a lot of offers. Hollywood and moving picture and radio and all that, but I don't know.
Yeah, wait a minute. I believe that's all right. I'll get you. Sit there and rest now.
Yeah, I doubt if I'll take many of them offers.
Hello, Jot 'em Down Store. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Miss Simpson.
May you just wait for television. I don't know.
When is that? Corner. Why, sure he would. Oh, I know he'd love it.
Of course I would.
Why, it ain't no bother at all. It's so easy for him, you know. Yes, well, I'll tell him. All right. Goodbye.
Oh, what was that?
Hey, Dogus, there's good news for you, Lum. Sister Simpson has you all set to sing a solo for the Woman's Charity Bazaar, and they want you to sing the same song that you sung in the contest.
Oh, for pity's sake, call her up and tell her I can't be there.
Can't be there?
I've lost my voice. I can't hardly talk now.
What was that?
I said I've lost my voice. Can't you hear nothing?
Oh.